Good morning and welcome to our service this morning. Welcome to you all here in church. If this is your first time with us, it is a special joy to have you with us. If the last time you were here was just days ago or weeks ago, or you would need to check a really old diary, it doesn't matter. Welcome. It's great that you're here again. If you're on Zoom, a big yellow hand of welcome. And if you're on Zoom, keep an eye open for a new camera that Kevin and Raymond fitted this week. It will mean enhanced views of the front of the church and even less hiding space for the boys in the back row of the choir. And if you have downloaded the service on the website, in the quiet of your own home, blessings on you. I have asked Amos this week to take this service to celebrate. It's a service which comes between the two great services of Holy Communion and Remembrance Sunday, a chance to celebrate. And that's not something we're awfully good at on this windswept coast of Scotland. I've realised that in Fife, if you ask the question, how was the service this morning, and you get the answer, no bad, that's something that means you're doing really well. Well, no bad, in fact. Well, what can we celebrate? Well, apart from the fact that Scotland won yesterday, although I'm not sure it's going to do an awful lot for the tariffs on the whisky, what is there to celebrate? Throughout the year, an enormous amount of things happen in the church. Some are very obvious, some may be known only to the folk who do them. And during this service, I hope that you will learn some of the things that happen in Newport Church. Six people have been asked to speak on different areas of work in the church, although Graham has had to go to work, so I'm taking his place. They've been given a maximum of 4 minutes for each topic, or else. And that's grossly unfair, because almost everything that gets mentioned this morning could easily merit 4 minutes on its own. How can you possibly do justice to the joys of a coffee and manna or the importance of safeguarding in one sentence? There is no sermon today, but you will hear about mission and service, about the giving of time and talent, and the call of Jesus to be neighbours to each other, to our community here in this corner of Northeast Fife, and to the world beyond. Come, people of the risen Christ, who delight to bring him praise. Come all, and tune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. From the shifting shadows of the earth, we lift our eyes to him, where steady arms of mercy reach to gather children in. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice. One heart, one voice, O Church of God, rejoice. We begin this morning by singing hymn 213, 213, Every New Morning.
Thank you.
In 1 Peter, we read, "As you come to him, the living stone, precious to God and chosen by him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house." Let us pray. Eternal God, we come once more to this familiar place, at this familiar time, among familiar places. We come, as we have come so many times, to sing well-loved hymns, to meet well-loved people, and listen again for your well-loved message. Speak to us through all we know and love so well. Eternal God, we thank you for all that is familiar and all that has become so much a part of our lives. But save us, we pray, from ever becoming over-familiar. Over-familiar, that we lose the sense of awe we should feel in your presence. Over-familiar with each other, that we lose sight of the worth of each other and that we see only what we expect, rather than the joy of fellowship and service experienced in your church. Over-familiar with the world around us, that we fail to see fully your hand at work and your call to us to be neighbours to that world. Speak to us through all we know and love so well. Eternal God, open our eyes to your greatness, our hearts to one another, our lives to all your people in every place, and our souls to the work of your kingdom across the world. Deepen our insight, increase our love, enlarge our vision, widen our horizons. Speak to us through all we know and love so well. Allow us to be inspired by what you have done and all that you would have us do, that we may serve more fully the one whom you sent and taught us to say the family prayer of the church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Good morning. Are we going to chance your arm and come out? It's all right. I have been medicated. I'm fine. Oh, man. Oh, good-looking guys. Welcome. Why, heavens, it's quite a difference. How are we all doing this week? Hold on. Straighten your legs. What's you've got on? Oh, it's a Scotland. Oh, a Scotland shorts. Yes, I'll go with that. It's the wrong size of ball, but the shape's not. That's fine. I can live with that. Okay, we're going to do a very quick. Who lives here? Who lives in a hive? Come on then. Ta-da! You said that without moving your lips. Did you say B2? Are we okay with that? Wasps live in a hive. I get the intellectual ones that come out. So that's what they do, actually. Yeah, or is that a wasp's nest? A bike. Of course it's a bike. We're getting a fairly detailed description of bikes. Right, okay. Oh, there we go. Are you all right? Yes, okay. Next one. I have to tell you that these are not drawn to proportion. Who lives in a stable? Don't say Mary and Joseph, please.
Horses.
Horses. Horses. Donkeys. All right, we'll go for that one. Let's see. A horse lives in a stable, right? That's good.
Some lives in deserts. Camels could live in
a stable. No, I'm not sure we're going with camels. No. Okay. This is a good one for Halloween. Who?
Did you hear that one? What was it? A spider. Yes. A wee bit more friendly than you usually find running about the kitchen at this time. Not in our kitchen, I have to pass. Okay, next one. Who would live in a kennel? Ah, you see, I like the way you get your hands up. This is brilliant. Right, if I count to three, can you give me the answer? One, two, three.
Dogs.
There we are. A dog called Butch. Come on, how many folk remember that for one? From Tom and Jerry, yes. Yeah, that's my boy. Favourite cartoons. Have you seen Tom and Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, a dog would live in a kennel. Ah, right, okay. Who might we find in here? Who lives here?
Christians.
That's a far better answer than the one I was going to come up with. Christians, yeah? Okay. And you recognise that's a slightly different view of the church. We can often call this God's house. Okay, in fact, let's just have a quick look and see if we can find some Christians. There we are. Any thought? You might well be up there someplace. I can't remember who it was in the middle at the bottom. Was it? Yes, we call this God's house. Christians, we live here. And what do we do here?
Pray.
Anything else? I've gone back to you, yes.
Hymns.
Hymns? Sing hymns? Anything else?
Read Psalms.
Read Psalms. Oh, you remember it. Well done, you're remembering a couple of weeks ago. All right, be honest. What's the best thing about coming to church? What of all the things to do from the time you come in to the time you go back home, what do you enjoy doing most? Be honest.
Everything.
Come on, stand up. That wasn't the answer I was expecting. What did you say?
Everything.
Everything. That's brilliant. That kind of throws away the last answer I had. Yes, everything. Somebody asked me to ask that question, and you know what the answer was they were expecting? Begins with a B. Biscuits. Yes. And I was going to say, yeah, that's a time of great fellowship, and we enjoy the biscuits and coffee and everything afterwards. But we enjoy everything else, the hymns, the psalms, the prayers, and all the rest. And that's what we're celebrating today. All the great things. Sorry? Say it again. Wait a minute.
Meeting new people.
Meeting new people. I keep saying we should change places. No? Oh, please. Well, you're great. In fact, you're all very good. So, look, let's say just a wee prayer about that, okay? Father God, we give you thanks for all the things that happen in this church and all the things we enjoy coming, meeting new people and praying and reading the Psalms. And we just give you thanks that we can do this freely and with people we love and we know and just enjoy being there. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, usually we sing a hymn, but what we're going to do is Jane is going to come out and tell everybody else what you do when you go out and all the things that happen with young people in the church. See if you can recognise how many of them, all right?
Morning. Just a wee bit about what we do for the youth in the church here. So here in Newport, we're blessed to have children and young people in our church, and we aim to have activities for all ages. So on Sundays, Sunday Club runs each Sunday in term times and run by our committed Sunday Club teachers. And each week, time spent sharing with the children, first of all, what they've been up to during the week and building trust and good relationships with the children. And then various Bible stories and topics are presented in an age-appropriate programme. Recently, the children have been learning about characters in the Old Testament through games, storytelling and crafts. On Communion Sundays and some extra Sundays, we have godly play. And this is where stories from the Bible are presented in a quiet and reflective way with wondering questions from the children. And this is followed by sharing a much enjoyed feast and then crafts to do with the story that we've been doing. During the holidays, we have fun day Sundays where the children will have fun with activities such as games and baking. soon the children will be starting to rehearse our nativity play, and our youth seekers are usually involved with that too. Some of our youth work at the moment is on hold due to not having a youth worker in post at present, but we can still celebrate our youth work. Sunday morning youth seekers have 6 teenagers regularly, and at the last meeting had 2 new faces. Sunday evenings at Manor will hopefully be starting up again soon. We had Messy Church, which was a successful venture. Although this was aimed at families with young children, some of our teenagers helped out and took an active part. It may be on hold at the moment, but this has encouraged families with young children to experience God's presence in our community. Our previous youth worker, Chris, had established good relationships with schools, and with input from a programme from Scripture Union, some of us have assisted in presenting Bible Alive, Easter Code, and Bubblegum and Fluff, which is the Christmas story in a fun way, to school children in our local school. Not forgetting holiday clubs, which have always been very successful here at Newport and attended by children in the community as well as children from our own church family. On Friday evenings, the Boy Brigade run jointly with Wormwood Church, all meet and offer a mix of worship, marching and games. Children are the future of our church, and we have a responsibility to welcome any child or young person who wishes to start on their Christian journey. For some, it may be a commitment that they will make. For others, it may be a seed that has been planted for the future. Whatever they decide here at Newport, we welcome children and young people into the fold and help them grow in their faith by having fun and feeling included and respected. Thank you.
Jane, thank you very much, and an excellent example of time. Within 4 minutes it was, thank you. I was going to bring my school bell, I have an old school bell. No, let's go there. Right, did anybody recognise anything? Things that you did? Come on, you were at Messy Church. Yeah, good. Right, thank you. Our next hymn, before we go, we're going to sing Jesus Put This Song Into Our Hearts. Sing 692.
I am going to take a few minutes to reflect on the rich tapestry of worship that shapes our church life, not just on Sundays, but throughout the week, across platforms and within our wider community. Our worship begins in the quiet places, whether it's a prayer whispered over morning coffee, a moment of gratitude during a walk, or reading scripture before bed. Individual worship is the heartbeat of our spiritual lives. It's where we meet God personally, without fanfare, and where our faith is nourished daily. Our Sunday morning service remains the cornerstone of communal worship. It's a time to gather, sing, pray, and hear the word together. It's where we celebrate God's love, reconnect with familiar faces, and welcome newcomers. This weekly rhythm grounds us and reminds us that we are part of something larger than ourselves. These times of worship are enriched through the leadership of our minister Amos, members of the worship team, our organists, the choir, our Sunday club teachers, and members of the welcome flower and coffee rotas, and not forgetting the technical team making the service accessible to all. We offer a monthly, more quiet, contemplative evening service. These gatherings allow space for reflection, healing, and deeper prayer. Accompanied by gentle music, they offer a sacred pause in our busy lives, a chance to breathe and be still. We also embrace unity through ecumenical services, joining with other churches across denominations. These moments of shared worship remind us that while our traditions may differ, our faith in Christ binds us together. It's a powerful witness to the world and what it means to be one body. Technology has opened new doors. Our Zoom ministry allows those who are housebound, traveling, or simply seeking connection to join us in real time. Online reflections offer spiritual nourishment throughout the week, accessible anytime, anywhere. For those who prefer flexibility, we provide the downloadable services. These include our readings, prayers, hymns, and sermons that can be used at home, in small groups, and even on a lunch break. It's worship on your terms, without losing the depth and meaning. Worship doesn't end at the church door. Through our outreach programs, Mana Cafe, the food banks, school links, Wednesday club, and pastoral visits, we live out our faith in action. These efforts are not just charity, they are worship. They are our response to Christ's call to love our neighbor. Finally, we celebrate our connection with nearby churches through cluster services. These joint gatherings foster collaboration, shared learning, and mutual encouragement. They remind us that we are not isolated in congregations, but part of a vibrant, living network of faith. So whether it's in solitude or in a packed church, online or in the streets, worship takes many forms. Each expression is a thread in the fabric of our spiritual life. Together, they create our church, one that is alive, responsive, and rooted in love.
Thank you, Kirsten. Our next hymn links our worship with our care and concern. Brothers, sisters, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. Hymn 694.
Thank you. morning. I wonder if any of you leave the house on a Sunday morning going through the routine that I do. I've checked the rotas. I know what I am or I'm not doing. There's a bag at my feet with a packet of pasta and a jar of pasta sauce to go with it. And also, I've got the clean tea towels for the church kitchen. Where did I put down the bag with all the copper in it for the penny bucket? Then I'm off. It seems an odd mixture of stuff to bring to a church service. But if you look at the things, you will find that each of them is connected to a different area in the overarching area that we call care and concern in our church. And since I was repeatedly minded it was a 4-minute talk, we will have a very swift dash through these areas. And many of you will recognise them because many of you are involved in them. There's the after-church coffee, which has already been mentioned, and where we can meet friends, have a time of fellowship, and also, I hope, say a word of welcome to people who are new or who are visiting us. The pasta and the sauce go into the community chest at the back. And our donations to that chest help to support 3 different organisations: the Rio, our local food bank, and in Dundee, the Episcopal Church of St Salvator's food cupboard and drop-in centre. Someone already mentioned the flower service, and the flower teams each week make up the flowers into bouquets, bunches, for different people. The message to the recipient of the flowers is that they are remembered and they are thought about, whether the flowers are going to them to mark a sad occasion or a joyous one. There's also a pastoral care team, and they visit regularly members who can't get to church any longer because of ill health or age, but they want to feel that they have some kind of a link still going with their kirk. The team will also offer support to anyone who is feeling they need it because of problems with ill health, family difficulties, or bereavement. There's a prayer team, and they pray obviously as a team, but also individually, and they pray not only for individuals, but for events and situations. And these can be local, they can also be worldwide. We have a guild, and the guild supports the national guilds projects, which are both national and international. But as a group, the guild here in Newport also run the Wednesday afternoon club, and in summer, the Wednesday lunchtime concerts. Proceeds from the concerts, plus the money that comes in from the very attractive sunflower card sale, that goes to, eventually, Zolotarevo in Western Ukraine. And the Guild has also been steadfast in its short weekly prayer vigil for peace in Ukraine, and which they have now extended to cover any area in the world war-torn. Manna has also already been mentioned, and I don't know why, but I realise I smile every time I start to say manna. It was created to have the church working in the community, and it does, and it has made an incredible impact. Manna offers warmth, acceptance, and kindness to everyone who goes through its doors, as well as some good home baking, of course. The final thing that I want to mention in this group is Christian Aid. And that's where our concern and our support, it goes out to rather more distant neighbours, people whom we will probably never meet and never know. This church has always responded when Christian Aid has made an appeal or when Christian Aid Week runs. And although there's no such appeal at the moment, I have to say that very quietly, through the penny bucket, the church is still supporting Christian Aid. These groups demonstrate our care and concern. And the thing that strikes me is they stretch from our doorsteps, from our own folk, right across the world. And I do find that quite awe-inspiring. And the basis for this work comes from faith, love, and commitment.
Thank you for that. I didn't dare time you. Our next hymn, considering we're about to talk about communications, is an interesting one. Lord, you sometimes speak in wonders, unmistakable and clear. Hymn 606 in the hymn book.
So now it's my turn for my 4 minutes, and I'm going to be speaking about communications. I struggled in a way to come up with an exciting way to tell you how we communicate, so I thought I would just try and do a quick summary of the main ways I could think of that we communicate through the church, some of which have already been mentioned in other categories. Most of you will have in front of you a copy of the Order of Service that is produced weekly, containing intimations about upcoming church events, notices and community events, along with daily readings on the back to give you a focus each day. And I'm just going to take a moment just to mention a couple of the intimations. Next week is our service of remembrance, which will start at the slightly earlier time of 10:50 to allow us to observe 2 minute silence at 11 o'clock. And the following week, the 16th of November, we have our next joint cluster service, which will be here in the church, but starting at the earlier time of 10:15, which is the time that these joint services have been happening. We produce 9 editions of our journal each year, and the November one is out today. So if you don't normally receive one, please pick one up from one of the boxes, either at the back of the church or on your way out this door here. Or speak to me afterwards and I can make sure that you can get one delivered to you. The journal contains lots of information and updates about groups in our church, as well as being a space for people to have their own words, thank yous, etc. included. The journal is distributed to 186 households of church members and frequent attenders. A team of 25 distributors deliver these,
and also a bundle are handed into Mana for community members to read and take one away. We also have a mailing list for those out with the area to receive a PDF copy to save on printing and postage costs. The above items are both prepared completely in-house in the church office, including the printing. We have a church website and Facebook page, which both inform about upcoming events, services, and the website has information about things such as the church organ and has Amos's daily reflections, to name a few things. Every week, we are also able to live stream our morning service onto Zoom, which allows people who are unable to attend church, whether through being away, living out with the area, or don't feel up to coming to the church building to worship, to still be part of our service. We have a group of regular Zoomers, and there is a small team of Zoom hosters who chat with those attending on Zoom and check in with how they are doing and just have a bit of a blether. We also have a great tech team at the back of the church who help provide the visual projection we have behind me each week, including the slides and camera views of worship leader, and also the sound we hear with what's being said and sung and played each week. The service is also audio recorded, edited and uploaded to the church website each week, so if anyone misses the church service, they can catch up when it suits them, or listen again if they enjoyed a particular service. Every week, we send out an email to a mailing list with the order of service, presbytery news, and Zoom link. This was started during COVID times, like the Zooming, and has just continued. If you would like to be added to that, please speak to me after the service. Communications work best when they are two-way, and I thank each and every one of you for your part in providing, reading, distributing, and supporting the work of communications in our church.
Communicated well, thank you very much. Thank you for reminding us about the service next Sunday starting early and the service in a fortnight of cluster. It's becoming more important. Unfortunately, I won't be here. I'm going through to Edinburgh with a cultural and sporting engagement with some Argentinian friends. I'll not be here. Our next hymn is hymn 685 in the hymn book, For Everyone Born, A Place at the Table.
Thank you.
The head of the Church of Scotland is Jesus Christ. The government of the Church of Scotland is Presbyterian. It's exercised through courts, locally Kirk Sessions, regionally presbyteries, and nationally the General Assembly. Our Kirk Session here consists of our Minister Amos and 33 ruling elders, and we are all ordained taking the same vows. We are pledged to seek the peace and unity of the Church, to uphold its doctrine, worship, and government and discipline, and to take our due part in the administration of the affairs of the Church. This morning, you've been given a wee flavour of what this means in action. And to give a full and complete explanation of the work of the Kirk Session would take the rest of the day and probably a lot of tomorrow. But much of our business is underpinned by our responsibilities under church law and increasingly civil law. Church law is mostly about making sure things happen properly. For example, we are legally obliged to appoint a session clerk, a treasurer, a safeguarding officer, and a presbytery elder. We are required to look after the conduct of public worship, and particularly Holy Communion. Our duties as session members to you as members of this church include your pastoral and spiritual care, keeping the role of members up to date, and agreeing on the conditions for acceptance for baptism. And this morning, I can officially congratulate you on your good behaviour, which is just as well, because the session is called upon to maintain good order in the life of the congregation and to respond to the misconduct of its members. We also have a duty to look after all the organisations within the church, making sure that they are run smoothly and that everything they do meets the spiritual and legal requirements, national and local. There are a good number of elders and others who give a huge amount of time, energy, and expertise to the unseen but very, very important work of the church. I mentioned particularly property and finance. You'll hear more from Philip about finance in a minute or two. But we have a number of church properties, for example, all aging and all needing constant and detailed attention. And I pay tribute to the work of the property group. Like so many others across this church, they work away from the limelight, but are very much needed and appreciated. Today, we fulfil another part of our remit, which is to let you know what is happening in the church and elsewhere. And if you will allow me a gentle plea, but it's underlined, to encourage generosity. Generosity in giving of time, talents, and money. And turning to our requirements of civil law, we have to discharge the duties of charity trustees. And that includes making very sure that the laws regarding major issues like safeguarding, data protection, health and safety, and employment law, and so on, are fully understood and obeyed. And can I finish by mentioning also our responsibility to the Presbytery of Fife? Along with our minister, we send a representative elder. They ensure that Newport has a voice in things like the Presbytery Mission Plan. The Presbytery Mission Plan, of which I confidently predict you will hear much more of in the months to come. Unlike me. So, in the spirit of serving and giving, we take a moment. We take a moment to dedicate ourselves in response to the generosity of God. Let us pray. Lord of all, as we make our offering today, we do not just bring you our money. We bring ourselves. We bring our fellowship. We bring your church throughout the world, praying that you will use all that we do, all that we say, and all that we are for the growth of your kingdom and the fulfillment of your will
through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue our prayers to gather our thoughts for the world, for others, and for ourselves. Let us pray. Living and loving God, we rejoice that this is your world, created by your hand, sustained by your power, guided by your purpose. So now we bring it to you, seeking your blessing on all its affairs. We pray for peace, that the leaders of all nations may work to reduce tension and to promote dialogue. We pray for justice, that the abundance of this world's resources may be distributed more evenly. We pray for liberty, liberty that moves towards greater democracy and freedom, and it may prosper. We pray for harmony, that everyone, regardless of gender or race or creed, may be valued for what they are. We pray also for what is so often referred to as the little things in life, rejoicing that all situations are important to you and all people matter in your sight. So we bring the business of each day important to us, the responsibility of family life and parenthood, the cost of buying and the cost of running a home, the problems of earning a living and making ends meet, the joys and the sorrows of marriage and relationships, the well-being of our loved ones, aye, and the changes that come with age. We put them into your hands, knowing that they matter to you as much as they matter to us. Loving and living God, we rejoice that you are involved in our world and involved in our lives, not distant or remote, but seeking the good of everything you have made. Gratefully, we put our trust in you. Help us so that all we do at home, in the church, and in the community will show us as your followers, joyful and faithful, worshipping and celebrating all that you do for us. Lord, in mercy hear us, in love respond. Yes, we ask, in the strong but gentle name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Isn't it strange? There's usually someone who comes along and puts a damper on celebrations. I'm here. Firstly, and seriously though, can I express the thanks that Bill has just given to those who give to the work of the church, especially those unseen, unannounced. Without you, our financial position would be significantly worse than it might be. Briefly, I would like to focus on last year's 2024 results in three specific areas. Firstly, manna. And in simple terms, manna is currently making a surplus of about £15,000. Sounds quite good. However, manna was, among other reasons, set up to contribute financially towards the cost of our own full-time youth worker. For many years, this was achieved in full, but in recent times, we've seen a static level of income compared to rising costs, both in manna and in youth work. And last year, we encountered a shortfall of £8,000 overall from that double aspect, having to be met from our reserves. Property is another area where we're facing challenges, and with only a modest income from investments each year, those costs are having to be met from general income or again from existing reserves. This year of a major uncertainty over the roof of this building, we are currently awaiting the tenders from contractors for the work which will be required, and until we receive them, we don't know the full extent of that. And in addition, the shop across the road at 17 Cooper Road, those who don't know, we do own the first four shop units, the barber, what was the butcher, and the two occupied by manna are all owned by us locally. That became vacant back in June, and we then discovered wet rot and woodworm under the floor, which has now been treated. However, that, combined with a fall in the commercial property market, has incurred us with significant expenditure and the loss of income while it's vacant until we can identify a new tenant to move in. Finally, our general fund, the day-to-day income and expenditure. And I've got three slides which might help relieve the boredom a wee bit. First slide we have is showing our income, and we had a total of £93,000 of income. The main elements are shown there. The big blue one to the right, almost £48,000, just over half, comes from the actual offerings from members and supporters of the church. Other income there is coming in from tax that we can recover through gift aid, other donations and legacies, and up at the top right, the rents from the shops while they're occupied. Compared to that, on slide two, we have expenditure of £87,000. And again, most of it on the right there is our contribution towards the work of the Church of Scotland. Now, that was £41,000 last year. And it covers not only our contribution into the fund to pay minister stipends, national insurance, pension fund, and whatever, but also for the wider work of the Church of Scotland. Now, we pay £41,000 in, but the actual cost of a minister in full is £49,000. So, whilst Amos doesn't receive all of that, we don't even manage to pay for the full cost of a minister, and are therefore in the category of congregations who require support in this respect. Obviously, come potential likely unions with our neighbours up the coast, we should be in a much better position to cover the full cost of a minister. And taking the income and the expenditure together gave us an overall surplus last year of £6,000, which has long since disappeared to finance property costs and other costs. My final slide shows a very rough indication of this year's budget. Suffice to say, most general income expenditure is ticking over nicely this year. We set a budget with a modest deficit of £1,000 on the left-hand side. The two columns, blue for expenditure and orange for income, pretty much in line with each other. However, since then, in the middle, we had the costs and loss of income on Cooper Road. We've incurred a fair chunk already on fabric costs across all our properties. So we're currently looking at the right-hand two columns where the expenditure has risen above the income that we have. And it would be worse were it not for the current vacancy of the youth worker. Are we at the end of the road as a congregation? Certainly not. We have investments of the proceeds from the sale last year of the house at 12 Kerr Street, although some has already been used to finance major property work so far, heating in here, heating in the hall, and other items. We have the shop units across the road and some other assets of indeterminate value because they haven't been valued literally. Obviously, there's the potential for a downward spiral to take over. Should we dispose of any of all of these items, we'll immediately reduce the income generated from them. So the obvious solution is to take action now, increase our income before we get to that stage having to contemplate major action. Can you help? Of course you can. Are you giving regularly? What about gift aid? Have you recently reviewed your giving? Thank you if you have. I know some of you have. Even here today, I know some of you have. Could you visit Mana more often? In essence, we are troubled, but not in trouble. However, action now can help us celebrate the past and be more confident for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Philip. That's finance has never been my strong point. I have to confess, at school, the secretary would never let me near the dinner money. Not for anything illegal, just that I'd leave it in such a mess, you'd never be able to sort it out. Thank you, and thank you all to everyone who's contributed this morning. Our last hymn this morning is hymn 248, hymn 248, for my sake and the gospel's go. Thank you. our service here has ended, and we journey on out into the world. As you do so, be bold to tell the story of Jesus and to show his love. And the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us and all those whom we love, now and forever.